Verses Sung for You, written and read by Calicolor. Fandom is Tian Guan Sifu, or in English, Heaven Official's Blessing. Relationship, Hua Cheng and Xie Lian. Characters include Hua Cheng, Xie Lian, Pei Ming, He Xuan, and Yin Yu. Rated E for explicit. Tags include Alternate Universe, Modern Setting, Alternate Universe, Rock Band, Bandfic, Music, Porn with Feelings, Porn with Plot. The plot is Hua Cheng's dirty lyrics. Friends to lovers, kissing, making out, oral sex, blowjobs, semi-public sex, dirty talk, top Xie Lian, soft dom Xie Lian, bottom Hua Cheng, sub Hua Cheng, hair kink, face fucking, Pei Ming number one Hualien shipper, humor. Summary: Hua Cheng is the lead singer of a local band. Despite his sweet and innocent personality around Xie Lian in daily life, he exudes a completely different aura on stage. The band's songs were good, amazing even, but the lyrics Hua Cheng wrote for them were filthy. It didn't help calm Xie Lian's heart that Hua Cheng would look his way as he sang these sultry verses. Hua Cheng was an enigma. He was a kind person, very polite, and always considerate toward Xie Lian. He couldn't say he acted as benevolent to other people. His snarky remarks toward their friends and disdainful looks he gave strangers didn't go unnoticed. But to Xie Lian, he was such a warm personality. It wasn't as if Hua Cheng harbored any true malice toward anyone. It just took time for him to become comfortable with others. Overall, Xie Lian thought he was very sweet. They had been friends since high school and had even attended the same university. Several of their close friends were from their university days. It was also where Hua Cheng formed his band, Crimson Rain, who were well known locally. Hua Cheng was actually a very talented singer. His handsome face and stage presence drew crowds when they performed at various coffee shops, bars, and music venues. Men, women, it didn't matter. Everyone was drawn to Hua Cheng. Their popularity could also be partly attributed to their guitarist Pei Ming. A ceaseless flirt, he often chatted up the countless women who attended their shows. He was attractive, and he used it to their band's advantage. Their bassist, He Xuan, was a moody man who regularly wore black and a cold glare, never wanting anything to do with their fans. Xie Lian sometimes wondered if he had been blackmailed into joining, but that was just a theory. Xie Lian often found himself struggling to remember the name of their drummer. He always felt bad about it, especially since he seemed like a nice guy. His face was just so plain, despite his amazing drumming skills. It was Yin Yu? Probably something like that. Overall, Crimson Rain had a solid presence in the local music scene. They started out performing song covers in university. After graduation, their band gained some traction, and they began writing original songs. Many admired Hua Cheng for the lyrics he personally wrote. Xie Lian finally found the chance to attend a show that featured these new songs. His reaction upon hearing Hua Cheng's lyrics for the first time was one of shock, to say the least. Hua Cheng's lyrics were filthy. Curse words littered their songs, suggestive lines making him feel heat all over his body. Sure, the venues were often crowded, but he had VIP seating and didn't have to worry about bumping arms with strangers. So why did he feel so hot every time he went to a show? How was it that his sweet Sanlong spoke such sinful words on stage? And why did it sometimes feel like his words were directed at Xielian? It couldn't just be a mere coincidence that Hua Cheng would lock his gaze on Xielian in the crowd while he sang certain lines. Some referred to wanting to fuck that person all night. Others spoke of wanting to press that person hard against the wall, whispering obscenities into their ear. It was just too much sometimes. To have Hua Cheng telling him how much he wanted to make him come. How he wanted to pin him down and mark his neck. Make him feel good. Make him his own. At the end of their shows, Xielian would leave the venues with his head buzzing. Not from the bright lights or cheering audience, but from the intense desires swimming around inside his head. His thoughts filled with how much he wanted everything Hua Cheng suggested. Maybe even more. When Hua Cheng would exit the venue with his band, he would stroll over to Xielian. He often asked how he enjoyed the show, and his favorite song of the night. All happy smiles and gentle touches to his shoulders, Hua Cheng acted as if nothing happened on stage. As if he didn't make Xielian's mind reel from the images he conjured through his lyrics. Hua Cheng truly was an enigma. It was another show night for Crimson Rain. This time, they were performing at a small music venue downtown. When Xielian approached the entrance and showed his ticket, he was escorted to the special VIP section. It was on the second floor, overhanging one side of the stage. The view was perfect. It was just close enough that he would be able to see all the band members' faces clearly. He settled into a plush red seat. There was plenty of room to stretch out his legs, and huge armrests on either side of the chair. He was alone, and the seat was so comfy, he felt like he could fall asleep right there. But he wouldn't want to sleep through Hua Cheng's show. Well, Crimson Rain's show. But admittedly, he mostly attended to see Hua Cheng. How could he refuse when he was offered the best seat in the house? That, and it was another opportunity to bask in his undivided attention. Of course, Hua Cheng always paid him extra attention. But this was different. He looked at him differently when he was on stage, lustful words lacing his tongue, one hand gripping the microphone and the other combing back his short black hair. The lights dimmed and Xielian turned his attention to the stage. The band came out the way they usually did, Yinyu clacking his drumsticks a few times before a guitar joined in, colorful spotlights flashing. The crowd screamed excitedly, jumping to their feet. Xielian remained seated in his chair, craning his neck in a search. His eyes finally landed on a tall man sauntering toward the mic at the front of the stage. His legs were clad in black, a long red shirt draped over his torso. A sleeve of tattoos consisting of butterflies and maple leaves covered one arm. His bangs fell over his eyes, and he jerked his head to flick them away, silver earrings glinting under the lights. Hua Cheng started singing one of their most popular songs. It was the one with the lyrics about pinning someone down and marking their neck. Xielian had heard the song many times before, but it wasn't any easier for him to contain his blush. Not when Hua Cheng was walking toward his side of the stage, obsidian eyes staring up at him. Xielian found it hard to breathe, unable to break eye contact. It was only when Hua Cheng turned around to travel to the other side of the stage that he finally exhaled. Later into the show, Hua Cheng announced to the audience that they were debuting a new song tonight. It wasn't surprising to hear the additional set of filthy lyrics that followed. Hua Cheng wrapped his hands around the mic, tilting his head, and looking in Xielian's direction with half-lidded eyes. You look so good, down on your knees, in front of me. Something must have snapped inside Xielian after hearing the band's new song. At the end of the show, he didn't exit the venue with the crowd like he usually did. In fact, he didn't even leave his seat. Once the room was empty, he got up and went downstairs. He didn't head for the exit. Instead, he made his way backstage. When he approached one of the changing rooms, he could hear people talking behind the door. He was about to knock, but hesitated when he heard Pei Ming's voice.
"Oh, Hushuan, you poor thing. The ladies just don't flock to you. I can help you out with that. You just need to..."
"I don't want your advice,"
Hushuan said, a bite to his tone.
"Come now," Pei Ming said. "You're speaking to the expert in love matters."
"You mean one night matters."
Pei Ming coughed. "That may be true more often than not."
"Always," another voice mumbled. "It must be Yin Yu."
"But I am always truthful with my intentions. I would never lead a beautiful woman astray."
Xielian sensed more arguing about to follow, so he decided enough was enough and knocked lightly on the door. There was movement on the other side and some hushed whispers before the door opened. Pei Ming's exceedingly proud face greeted him.
"Xielian," Pei Ming said.
He motioned with his hands.
"Come in, come in. Did you enjoy our show?"
Xielian stepped through the doorway, nodding.
"Yes, it was quite a riot, as usual."
He looked around, noticing that Hua Cheng wasn't in the room. His eyebrows furrowed. He wouldn't leave by himself, would he?
"Are you here to see Hua Cheng?"
Xielian looked in the direction of the man with the least presence among them all. Yin Yu was sitting on a stool looking at him, his head tilted curiously.
"Well, yes," Xielian said. "I was wondering where he had gone. I wanted to talk to him."
"Oh, okay. He went to take a shower. You're welcome to wait for him here."
"He takes fucking long showers, though,"
Hushuan said with a snort.
"It might be 800 centuries before he comes back."
Xielian didn't know whether to laugh or cry. He settled for huffing out a few breaths.
"I don't mind waiting for Sanlong."
He noticed Pei Ming regarding him with interest. There was a devious look in his eyes, the corners of his mouth tugging upward. He sidled up next to him.
"Why do you want to talk to Hua Cheng?"
he asked, wiggling his eyebrows.
"Ho, ho, you two are awfully close, aren't you?"
Xielian blinked, averting his eyes. He fidgeted with the hem of his shirt.
We're friends, so of course I want to talk to him."
"Just friends? So there's nothing more beyond that?"
"Pei Ming, I'm not sure what you're getting at."
Pei Ming simply laughed, clapping a hand on his back. The blow was harder than anticipated, and it made Xielian tip forward slightly. He caught himself by stepping forward.
"I recognize this all too well as a connoisseur of love myself. It's completely normal to be nervous when it comes to admitting your feelings. Listen well, Xielian. Hushuan doesn't appreciate my advice, but I'm literally right here,"
Hushuan said, deadpanning. Pei Ming ignored him and continued, dropping his voice to a whisper so only Xielian could hear him.
"Don't be afraid to confess. The worst thing the other person can do is reject you."
That was the problem. Xielian couldn't bear the idea of being rejected by Hua Cheng. He cared too much about him. They had been friends for years. Just the idea of that being ruined over unrequited feelings made his stomach flip.
"Pei Ming," Xielian said, "if I, hypothetically, was in love with someone, I'm not sure that person rejecting me would make me feel better."
"Well, I never said it would feel good, but there are countless beauties in this world just waiting to be confessed to. There really isn't so much to worry about."
Xielian didn't know what to say.
"But what I can tell you," Pei Ming said, "is that you have nothing to worry about. Hua Cheng treats you differently than he treats us."
"Yeah, He's rude as fuck to us,
Hushwin inserted. He seemed to still be able to hear them even from across the room. To be fair, Yin Yu said, you're rude to him too.
Anyway, Pei Ming said, turning his back on them to face Xie Lian. Your chances with Hua Cheng are second to none. He'll never say anything himself, though. So you'll have to make the first move if you want anything to ever happen.
Xie Lian just wordlessly nodded.
I see.
Truthfully, he already completely understood Pei Ming's words. He knew Hua Cheng would never be the first to bring up the strange thing between them. It had taken some time for Xie Lian to recognize it, but despite the comfort he felt whenever they were together, there was a tension lingering. It was like a string being stretched taut, connecting them, just waiting for someone to cut it. And Xie Lian thought he was finally ready to do just that. At that moment, Hushuan stood up and stretched. He slung his guitar case over his shoulder and made his way to the door.
I'm out of here.
Yin Yu followed after him. He waved at Xie Lian.
Bye. It's always nice to see you.
Xie Lian nodded and waved back.
You too. Take care, Yin Yu.
Pei Ming gave his back another clap, shooting him a last cheeky grin.
Remember what I said.
The door shut and Xie Lian was alone in the room. He decided to situate himself on one of the stools against the wall. In an attempt to distract himself, he pulled out his phone and tapped at the screen. After browsing through social media for a while, he heard the door open. Looking up, he was met with the sight of Hua Cheng standing there, shirtless. He was wearing nothing except his black jeans and a towel around his neck. His pale skin was glistening, a few droplets of water rolling down. Some fell from the tips of his hair. Hua Cheng looked up and noticed him. His neutral expression disappeared and was replaced with a smile.
Gaga, he said, you're here. Were you waiting long?
No, the others just left.
Xie Lian swallowed hard. It wasn't often that he was able to witness Hua Cheng with such a lack of clothing. He hoped he wasn't staring too obviously. But Hua Cheng's body was art in and of itself. Hua Cheng moved to rifle through his bag on one of the tables. Xie Lian's eyes followed, tracing over his back muscles, admiring the tattoos covering his right arm. He didn't have any tattoos himself because he disliked needles, but he always liked looking at Hua Cheng's. They were just so pretty. He was so pretty.
Did you like the show?
Hua Cheng asked. He was still looking in his bag.
I did, Xie Lian said. I always do.
Favorite song?
And there it was, the question. He latched onto it.
That new song. I wanted to ask you about it.
Oh? What would you like to know?
Sanlong, where do you get the inspiration for your lyrics?
He took notice of the way Hua Cheng's shoulders stiffened slightly. After a moment of hesitation, he spoke.
There are many things that may serve as creative inspiration to a songwriter.
Xie Lian pushed a bit more. He couldn't let his motivation go to waste.
I asked what inspires you, Sanlong.
Why are you so curious?
Hua Cheng said. His voice was a soft murmur. He sounded so shy, like he wasn't prepared to be put on the spot. This reaction only spurred Xie Lian more.
Your lyrics are very specific.
He got up, slowly making his way closer to Hua Cheng, who still had his back turned. He wasn't moving, hands placed on top of his bag. Xie Lian reached out a tentative hand, letting the tips of his fingers brush over his tattooed bicep. Hua Cheng drew in a shaky breath.
Forgive me if I'm getting the wrong idea here, Xie Lian said, feeling bold.
but you're always looking at me when you sing. I'm not blind.
Gaga, I'm sorry.
Why on earth are you apologizing to me?
Xielian splayed and dragged his hand down over his arm, drifting over the black outlines of maple leaves, then across his shoulder blades. Hua Cheng shivered when he pressed his fingers in more firmly.
Would you do even half of the things you say in your songs to me? I want you to prove it, Salong. Want to see that side of you. It's all I think about these days. Unless it isn't me who you're singing for. Am I being too bold in my assumption?
The taut string that always seemed to connect them started to rip as Hua Cheng turned around. Their eyes met, and for 10 long seconds, Xielian wasn't sure if he made the right call. If maybe he should have kept these thoughts to himself. But then, Hua Cheng's hand moved to gently tilt his face up, fingers under his chin.
Are you sure you want that?
Xielian's eyes flitted down to take in the front of his body. The rosy complexion around his collarbone made him suck in his bottom lip before releasing it. He couldn't help but smooth his hand over his chest. His hand came to rest over his heart. He could feel it beating fast. When he brought his gaze back up, Hua Cheng was watching him intently.
Yes, Xielian breathed. It's me you're right for after all, isn't it?
The distance between their faces was gradually decreasing. Xielian could feel warm breath fanning his cheeks.
I've always written for you.
The string snapped. Xielian didn't know what happened first, whether it was Hua Cheng dipping down to capture his lips, or Xielian pushing up on his tiptoes to meet him. All he knew was that Hua Cheng's lips felt soft and warm between his own, and he couldn't get enough of it. When Xielian wrapped his arms around his neck, he felt hands clutching either side of his waist, pulling their bodies flush together. A nip on his bottom lip made him gasp.
So long.
Xielian kissed him again. Hua Cheng pressed his body forward, causing Xielian to step backward. After taking a few rushed steps, his back bumped into a wall. Hua Cheng broke away to meet his eyes for a moment before pressing his lips to his jaw. He peppered soft kisses along it. Reaching his neck, he lingered longer on certain spots, sucking onto the delicate skin. Xielian's mind drifted to the detailed lyrics of Hua Cheng's songs.
Is this what you meant? Xielian said. In your song, when you said you wanted to mark my neck.
Hua Cheng paused.
Yes, I've imagined doing many things to you, but I won't mark Gaga unless he wants me to. Didn't you hear what I said before?
Xielian brought his hand up to tangle in Hua Cheng's hair. He tugged it a bit, forcing a sigh out of him.
I want you to show me what you describe in your songs. Unless your lyrics are all talk, it'd be such a shame. I was really looking forward to this.
Hua Cheng parted his lips and latched onto the spot beneath his earlobe, sucking hard. Xielian gasped, fingers tightening in his strands.
That's it. Just like that.
They remained that way for some time with Xielian pressed firmly against the wall. Hua Cheng working his lips and tongue along his neck. His teeth grazed the sensitive areas, making Xielian squirm in his hold. It wasn't because he wanted to get away, but rather a reaction to his body's growing interest. He wanted to press his body against Hua Cheng's and roll his hips forward, but he wasn't finished mulling over the lyrics that had become familiar to him. The new song performed earlier that night came to his mind. He found himself pushing Hua Cheng away to make some room between them. Hua Cheng looked up, his lips red and puffy from their activity on his neck. His eyebrows furrowed together, and he looked like he was prepared to question him. But Xielian didn't give him a chance as he sank down to his knees.
He tilted his face up to keep eye contact.
How do I look, San Long? Xielian said. Like this, down on my knees for you.
Huacheng looked like he might pass out at any moment now. His hands were balled into fists at his sides, clenching and unclenching. His breathing had turned ragged.
Fuck, Huacheng cursed. You look perfect.
Yeah?
Good.
Xielian reached out to grasp Huacheng's thighs. His fingers rubbed small circles into them.
Can I touch you more? Sanlong, what will you allow me to do?
Anything. Please, you can do anything,
Huacheng said, swallowing hard.
What do you want to do?
Xielian considered the question. He dragged his eyes achingly slow down the expanse of his body. He tugged at his jeans.
I want to put my mouth on you. Take these off.
Huacheng didn't waste a second before removing his belt and letting it fall to the floor. The metal clattered against the tile. Then he unbuttoned his pants, pulling the zipper down with trembling hands. He let the fabric slip down his legs, kicking them off. Xielian clicked his tongue, focusing on the underwear still clinging to his body.
These two. I don't want anything in my way.
Huacheng slipped his fingers in the waistband, faltering under Xielian's expectant gaze. He looked off to the side, cheeks turning pink.
Is my Sanlong shy?
Xielian said. He dropped his voice to a soft whisper.
Please, take them off for me. I want to see you.
After a moment, Huacheng slowly brought his eyes back to Xielian's. Wordlessly, he peeled the thin fabric off, leaving him completely naked. Xielian sighed.
So good. Doing exactly as I say. Love you like this. Completely at my mercy.
He trailed his hand up his leg, pausing to knead at the juncture between his hip and thigh.
How bad do you want my mouth on your cock? Tell me, Sanlong.
Huacheng released a breath.
Gaga, please.
That won't do. I want to hear you say it.
Huacheng stumbled over a few more words. It was honestly very endearing. This wasn't Huacheng, frontman of Crimson Rain, whose sensual verses made an entire audience blush. This version was Sanlong, whose shyness turned him into a helpless mess of broken words and unfinished sentences. It caused something to stir within Xielian, the part of him that reveled in taking control.
You're so interesting. Do you know that, Sanlong?
What do you mean?
Huacheng asked.
Oh, sweetie. Compared to when you're on stage, you're so different now. I never would have expected you to act this way. Completely wrecked by my touch, my words. You can't even look at me. Aren't you the one who wanted me down on my knees?
Gaga.
The nickname came out in the form of a low moan. His fingers started fidgeting together over his stomach.
Truthfully, I'm not as confident about these things as I make myself seem. It's difficult for me now that I'm actually seeing you like this. I never intended for you to know my songs or about you.
Xielian smiled. I can see that. But, Sanlong, if you truly didn't want me to know, then why were you eye-fucking me every chance you got?
Huacheng coughed. He didn't seem prepared to hear such filthy words coming from Xielian's mouth, especially when he had such a saccharine sweet smile on his face. Xielian made a mental note and filed it away in the back of his mind.
There must have been some part of you that wanted me to find out. Xielian said.
There was a pause before Huacheng spoke.
I may have hoped Gaga might realize it.
Oh? And then? Jillian urged. You would have me get on my knees, and...
If you wanted to, you would... You could... Suck my cock.
That's right. So good. That's all I needed to hear, Sanlan. You want me to suck your cock. Is that right?
Xielian nuzzled his face into Hua Cheng's hip, tilting his face up to keep their gazes locked. His mouth was only inches away from his cock. Hua Cheng shivered at each breath he released from his parted lips.
Yes, I do, Hua Cheng said. Please.
Xielian hummed and pressed kisses against his skin, moving closer inward. When his nose brushed his cock, he turned his face to press his lips to the side of it. His eyelashes fluttered as he looked up in search of a reaction. Hua Cheng's mouth was open, eyes trained on him. Xielian smiled. Good. He had his attention. Parting his lips slightly, he stuck out his tongue and licked. He took his time, prodding along his length, curling it over and under. Once he reached the tip, he wrapped his lips around it. Hua Cheng's eyes never left his own. Xielian loved the feeling. He sucked experimentally. It caused Hua Cheng to let out a soft gasp, and Xielian definitely wanted to hear more of that. He bobbed his head forward and back, letting out a moan himself. One of Hua Cheng's hands flew out to thread his fingers into his bangs. The other was splayed against the wall.
Gaga, fuck,
Hua Cheng said. He sounded a bit breathless. Taking the encouragement, Xielian took him deeper into his mouth. His tongue dragged along the underside. Breathing through his nose, he relaxed his jaw. He brought his hands up to clutch at his hips. Pulling him closer, he simultaneously dipped his head forward to take him fully into his throat. Hua Cheng moaned loudly, his nails scratching pleasantly at Xielian's scalp. Xielian's nose was pressed into his skin, cock buried in his throat. All that practice with toys had paid off. He swallowed around him once before pulling back. Taking a moment to breathe, he repeated the action several times, swallowing each time. And each time he did, it dragged a beautiful moan from Hua Cheng's lips. Hua Cheng had started cursing under his breath. When Xielian looked up, he noticed his eyes were now squeezed shut, overcome with pleasure. His chest was heaving, fingers tugging incessantly on his hair.
Gaga, you can stop,
Hua Cheng said.
You're gonna make me come. It's okay, I can. Oh, fuck.
Xielian had simply continued taking him deep and swallowing. Now he continued his pace, his fingers digging so hard into Hua Cheng's hips, it would probably leave bruises. Xielian did not want to stop. He had no intention of letting Hua Cheng come anywhere except down his throat. And he did, only a moment later. Xielian tried his best to swallow what he could as he basked in the uninhibited noises escaping Hua Cheng. Cries of,
Gaga, Gaga,
left his lips, and he grasped desperately at Xielian's hair. When he felt his cock softening in his mouth, he finally pulled off, clearing his throat. He could feel his own arousal hard and straining in his underwear. He shifted his body as he kneeled on the floor, gazing up at a blissed-out Hua Cheng. After a minute where they each caught their breaths, Xielian spoke up.
Want to suck my cock, Sanlang?
Xielian said.
Or would you rather I fuck your mouth?
Hua Cheng was looking down at him, his eyes blown wide.
You can do whatever you want to me.
Xielian shook his head.
But what do you want? I won't put my cock in your mouth unless you tell me how you want it.
Hua Cheng's breath hitched at his words.
he definitely wasn't used to this dominant side of Shelian. And, well, Shelian couldn't resist wanting to take control when it came to Hua Cheng.
"Fuck my mouth,"
Hua Cheng said quickly.
"Please."
"Good boy. Asking for what you want," Shelian praised. He pushed himself off the floor and stood up, stepping into Hua Cheng's space. Unable to help himself, he angled his face up and slotted their lips together. Throwing his arms around his neck, he pulled him closer. Hua Cheng gasped, and Shelian seized the chance to lick into his mouth, deepening the kiss. Moans and sighs escaped from between them, and as soon as it began, Shelian was pulling away and tugging him forward by the wrist.
"Sit over here," Shelian said, motioning to one of the stools against the wall.
Hua Cheng sat down, still as naked as ever, but he seemed too focused on Shelian to care, gaze fixed on him as he started unbuttoning his jeans.
"That's right," Shelian hummed. "Just sit there and wait."
He didn't look away from Shelian, who was making it take as long as possible to remove his pants. His eyebrow twitched, pupils dilated, and Shelian let his fingers rest on his waistband. A long moment passed before he slid his pants and underwear down just far enough to expose himself. He placed a hand on top of Hua Cheng's head, stroking through his dark hair. Hua Cheng was humming contentedly and leaning into his touch. With a sweet smile, Shelian curled his fingers and gave one rough tug. Hua Cheng whimpered at the treatment.
"Do you dislike that?"
Shelian asked, arching a brow. He wanted to make sure he wasn't crossing any boundaries. Hua Cheng shook his head.
"No, I like it. You can pull my hair. It feels good." "Does it now?"
He pulled again more firmly this time. It made Hua Cheng moan. Intrigued, he pulled on different sections, increasing the intensity each time. The noises leaving his mouth got louder, and Shelian was satisfied with the answer he'd gotten.
"Wanna put that mouth to use?" Shelian said.
He moved to close the space between them. Hua Cheng's eyes flitted up to him, and he nodded.
"Please."
Shelian smiled and lined up the head of his cock in front of his face, pressing it against his lips.
"So polite."
Hua Cheng's mouth fell open and Shelian pushed in slowly, only enough to cover the tip. He repeated the action a few times, rocking in shallowly. An idea came to mind as he crooked his fingers around the strands of his hair. Stilling his own body, he grasped the hair and pulled Hua Cheng's head toward him. More of his cock was encased by the warmth of his mouth, and he let out a moan.
"Sanlong's mouth feels so fucking good," Shelian said.
Hua Cheng hummed around him, sending another jolt of pleasure through him. He curled his fingers tighter and pulled him closer by another inch. He made sure to stop before hitting the back of his throat.
"Do you like me fucking you like this? You enjoy being under my control?"
He pulled out of his mouth.
"Answer me."
Hua Cheng looked up at him, eyes glazed over.
"Like it so much?"
"Of course you do. Maybe you should write a song about it." He pushed back into his mouth with a sigh. His hand continued moving his head back and forth. Hua Cheng's hands had come to rest on Shelian's hips, nails digging into his skin. It stung in the best way. Every now and then, Hua Cheng would moan around him, the sound causing a vibration. Before he knew it, Shelian was holding Hua Cheng still and thrusting his hips forward instead. Hua Cheng's eyelashes fluttered as he looked up. He looked absolutely sinful beneath him, cheeks flushed, taking him without a single complaint. He practically melted at each tug on his hair, tears prickling at the corners of his eyes. It was Hua Cheng's lips closing tightly around him, eyes gazing obediently up at him, that sent him over the edge. He came in his mouth, a moan ripping from his throat. Hua Cheng spluttered as Xie Lian pulled himself out. Part of him wanted to apologize for not giving a warning, but Hua Cheng was licking his lips languidly, eyes still fixed on him.
"Look at you," Xie Lian said. "So good. You did amazing."
After cleaning both of them up with paper towels, Xie Lian helped Hua Cheng dress himself. He seemed a bit dazed, eyes still lazily drooping, his reactions a bit delayed.
"Sunlong, come here," Xie Lian said softly.
Hua Cheng drifted toward him, and Xie Lian reached out to gently pull him into an embrace. He wrapped his arms around his waist so that Hua Cheng could place his chin on top of his head. He felt weak, his movements uncertain, like he was so fragile he might break. Xie Lian wanted to take care of him, bring him back to the real world. He rubbed along his back, whispering sweetly,
"You're okay. You're safe. You did good, so good, my Sunlong."
Hua Cheng didn't speak. It didn't seem as if he could form words at the moment. But he did let out a hum when Xie Lian brought a hand up to comb his fingers through his hair. Several minutes passed with them staying that way.
"Gaga surprised me," Hua Cheng mumbled.
Xie Lian turned his face.
"Yeah? I didn't expect you to be so rough. You liked it, though, didn't you?" "Yes."
Xie Lian laughed, snuggling into his neck.
"You surprised me, too. I didn't expect you to be so submissive. Only for you."
"Really?"
"Mm-hmm. I've never felt comfortable enough to let myself go with anyone before."
Xie Lian hugged him tighter, unable to contain a smile. It warmed his heart to hear his honesty.
"I'm so glad I could be that someone you trust. I've got you."
A few shows performed by Crimson Rain came and went, and finally, a new song was announced. Xie Lian was in attendance that night, seated in the VIP area. As usual, Hua Cheng locked eyes with him as he sang sultry verses into the microphone. Xie Lian's chest tightened when he heard the new lyrics, a breath leaving his lips, soon curling up into a satisfied smile.
I want to be underneath you. Just want to please you. Surrender my being. Let you take control.
The end. Listen on to hear a few bloopers.
"I would never lead a beautiful woman astray." He, like, so would, though.
Pei Ming, shut up.
"I recognize this all too well. As a connoisseur of love myself, it's completely normal to be nervous when
Okay. God, Pei Ming is so extra. It's just hard to exude that sometimes.
"Hua Cheng treats you differently than he treats us."
"Yeah, he's rude as fuck to us." That one's... I'm sorry, I don't know about that one. Re-recording that.
Mm-hmm. Is there seriously a dog barking right now? Like, right in front of my Hua Lian? Oh my god, like, my mic probably isn't picking it up, but it's fucking stupid. Like, shut up!